The rest of them come from robbing somebody's medicine chest, either your grandma's or your neighbor's or someone else's. And so when you look at maybe a maximum of 20% of the drugs actually come from doctor shopping, and only 23% of the doctors who could be shopped are using the program, then you're looking at around a maximum of 5% of the population that's being impacted. That may be part of the explanation for why we're not seeing any statistical change, is these programs just simply are not working, but they do in fact expose my constituents to invasion of their privacy and compromises in their liberty.